So the first thing I'll ask is your name.
Okay. Oh, sorry. My name is Derek Sewell.
Derek. Sorry, again. Derek. Okay. Hi, Derek. And we're interested in memories or experiences in Thamesmead that have some kind of personal significance to you.
Sure. For me, the very first thing we remember was we'd come from central London, Covent Garden, and we were moving into this area. We struggled, like most people do, trying to find schools for their children. And we had three young children, and we wondered, what can we do with them? No school for several months, so what do we do? And one of the things we did was go on our bikes, and we explored virtually every single cycle path around the whole of Thamesmead and beyond. And it was just such a time of being refreshed, spending quality time with our children, enjoying all that this area has to offer. The type of areas that get forgotten as you drive along the roads, as you're trying to get to Dartford or to Woolwich, but you just drive past these beautiful places, and we just enjoyed them so much, and we still enjoy them to this day. Only as the boys have got fitter, we've ended up going all over the place.
So what age are your boys, just to get a kind of visual picture?
Okay, now you mean, or then?
At the moment of your story.
At the moment of my story, they would have been, the eldest would have been 9. So 9, 7, and 5.
And are you the leader on this? Are they trailing behind you like ducklings, or are they out in front?
Oh no, they were trailing behind us like ducklings, with my wife behind me. And we got to know lots of people around the area who helped us to explore other areas that we hadn't discovered yet. But it's meant that we have a very good idea of all the secret places around here.
So is there a favourite location that you discovered?
I particularly enjoy the tour.
Galleon's tour.
Yes, locals call it the tour, but I think it's now called Galleon's Hill. But it's the tour, and you've got this spiral path going up to the top, lovely view. But just getting to there, you can go on a number of different paths, but also going out towards Crossness, where you've got lots of open marshlands, seeing various birds. I've taken a number of photos of various birds, which were just amazing to see. So, yeah. So for me, that would be one of the kind of the defining moment for us, the Thamesmead beauty. One thing we did notice was probably the first bird I saw in Thamesmead was a heron fishing from a trolley that had been thrown into the canal. So one of the shopping trolleys. And that was to be something that, again, kind of gave a very urban feel to the area. You had this beautiful countryside, not completely, but marred by vandalism, by people just dropping rubbish everywhere, not really caring for the area. And you still see that to this day. If you walk around the canals, you'll quite often see just rubbish dumped in there, which is sad. But even then, these birds seem to survive.